This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me, our militant grammarian, Catherine Sherrills. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Hey, Kyle. What's your favorite word to say?
To say?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a common word. It's just my favorite one to
just
say.
Just one that you like to say.
I got a couple.
Okay.
Balderdash.
Great one.
But really, someday I'm going to do a story about whales just so I can say blubber. It's just fun. Say that and not smile. Blubber.
You know, blubber's not onomatopoeic, but it almost sounds
right.
Like it is.
Blubber.
It?
I mean, it's just, you got an L, you got like seven or eight B's in there. Those are my favorites to say.
Those are good.
Do you have one?
I have a list.
Oh, okay.
A few weeks ago, I talked about the word gallimaufry.
Yes, you did.
Which is a confused jumble or medley of things. And I had a short list of words that I'd been collecting under the heading words I like to say. And so I thought I could write about them, but I didn't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I did what everyone does these days. I Googled fun words.
Okay.
There are many, many lists.
Of course there are.
All right. So here's one I really like. Mm-hmm. Rigmarole.
Oh, that's a good word. Rigmarole.
Now, tell me how you... Well, what does it mean, first of all?
Rigmarole is sort of... it's a combination between a dog and pony show and something that's kind of out of hand, kind
hassles
of a mess.
You, right? It's
yeah,
a hassle, right?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Oh,
word?
I have no idea.
Come on.
Okay.
It's not that far from
right.
What it sounds like.
R-I-G-A-M-A-R-O-L-E.
Except uh-huh. That's right. Now that's how people will spell it.
Okay.
But it has no first A. It's rigmarole.
Rigmarole?
Rigmarole.
Well, it's not as fun to say if it's rigmarole.
No, it's not. And
really?
Even though it's spelled that way, one of the preferred pronunciations is rigmarole.
Well, there you go. Wow, I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
The spelling itself is a rigmarole.
It is. Another word I particularly like is vim.
Vim?
Vim. Do you know what vim is?
I don't know what vim is. Vim and vigor?
Yeah.
I've never thought
See,
of it as its
I know.
Own.
That's why I like it. I divorce it from vigor.
Okay.
And I like it. It means energy and enthusiasm. He has a lot of vim.
Oh, gosh. I like that. Okay. Vim. All right.
Now, here are two unrelated words that I knew how to pronounce long, long before I knew how to spell them.
Mm-hmm.
Hegemony.
Hegemony.
Now, what does that mean? Do you know?
That's like in leadership. Is it concentrated power by
mm-hmm.
one entity over the other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Leadership or dominance, especially by one country or social group over
okay.
another. A good buddy of mine in law school used the word occasionally, and not only did I not know then what it meant until I looked it up, I sure would not have known how to spell it. I probably would have mispronounced it, as many do, as hegemony.
Hegemony, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, can you guess what the memory trick is that I use to remember that it's pronounced hegemony?
No. What is it?
Hegemony.
Hegemony. Jiminy.
Jiminy.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yep. That's
right.
What I remember.
Walt Disney to the rescue. Huh. Hegemony. Well,
hegemony, yeah.
I'll never think
and
of it.
And I hear that mispronounced.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think any, you know, you don't, it doesn't look anything like hegemony.
No.
It looks like hegemony.
I got to say that I think 95% of my relationship with that word is in print. I don't really
mm-hmm.
hear people
yeah.
say it that
mm-hmm.
often.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think there must have been some kind of event or something
mm-hmm.
locally, maybe a year ago or so, because I heard a lot of folks on KUAF
hmm.
mispronounce it.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Okay. The second word is one that I heard my mother say fairly often during my childhood, usually in conversations with adults.
Mm-hmm.
The word is vitiate.
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 Now, I know vitiate, but I don't know vitiate.
You know what?
Like, if you take, you know, eviscerate is what I'm
oh,
trying to think.
Gotcha.
I know
okay.
eviscerate, but
right,
vitiate?
No. Vitiate.
I don't know what that is.
In time, I came to understand what it meant, or I thought I did.
Okay.
In research for this piece, I found that my understanding was directly opposite.
And this isn't a contronym. It can't mean...
Not
a, okay.
No, no. It means to spoil or impair the quality or efficiency of, or to destroy the legal validity of. And that's probably how she knew it, because
mm-hmm.
she comes from a long line of lawyers. But I am astounded, because I thought it meant to rectify or rehabilitate.
Oh.
Exactly the opposite.
Wow.
I thought that that would vitiate the situation and make it better. No, it makes it worse.
So if you had told ever someone to go vitiate that, it would have been...
Yeah. All right. But the reason the word is on my list is the way it's spelled. I never saw the word in print until I was in law school.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I didn't recognize it until I sounded it out. It's spelled V-I-T-I-A-T-E. Vitiate.
Well, you want to make that first T hard, don't you? Vitiate?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. So it was one of several or a few wonderful discoveries I made in law school about words.
Mm-hmm.
I took a course called Water Law.
Water Law.
Uh-huh, and the only reason I took it is that Jake Looney was teaching it, and I love Jake Looney. And he told us about a case that had to do with a gar hole.
Okay.
And evidently this is a fishing sandbar kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, okay. We had a cabinet in my grandmother's house that we call the gar hole. It had the liquor in it.
Okay.
But that came from our fisherman family, you know, that called it.
And so now you finally...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway. Okay, here's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Discombobulate.
I do. That's a good one.
So much fun to say.
And that's to unsettle or confuse something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Milwaukee airport, when you've gone through TSA and you've taken off all your clothes...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
There is a sign with chairs and things, a sign above it that says, recombobulation area.
Is that a word to
recombobulate?
Okay. Well, it kind of makes sense.
I know. It's
if you've wonderful. Been discombobulated,
you should be able to recombobulate.
Right.
All right. Who can deny that this phrase is fun to say? Heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. And what is that?
Yeah. It makes me feel uneasy. Yeah. A little bit queasy.
Fear, anxiety.
Yeah.
My fondness for this phrase has to do with a dear departed friend of ours. I can't remember the context, but in President Clinton's first days, Mike Galden, who was his press secretary when Clinton was governor, was on TV, and he was quoted saying heebie-jeebies. It pretty much sealed the identity of the incoming administration as from the Hicks, from the sticks,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
But heebie-jeebies it was coined by W.B. DeBeck, an American cartoonist.
Barney Google.
Uh-huh. And, of course, that's appropriate to the memory since Galden was an excellent editorial cartoonist.
Right. And Barney Google, of course, begat Snuffy Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, if you're under 30, you still don't know what the heck I'm talking
That's
about.
Right. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Right.
So that exhausts the short list I had begun, but here are some fun words from the Internet. And for you, Kyle, it's quiz time.
Okay.
All right. Do you know what these words mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jillick.
To be left at the altar.
Nope.
I'm just guessing there.
To skip a stone across water.
Jillick.
So, why do you need that word?
Well, you know, it's probably from an older time when there were, did you plunge it? Did you jillick it? I mean, you know, different times. You had different,
Strange. It reminds me of that, I hope that it's true because I believe it, the thing about that some Native Americans have six different words for barbed wire or something like that.
Right.
All right, what does this mean? Cats and Jammer.
Oh, man, we're hitting all the old comic strips right now. There were the Cats and Jammer kids who, let me see if I can work this out, because I don't know off the top of my head what it means, but the Cats and Jammer kids were mischievous and rambunctious and sort of rowdy. So does it mean any of those things?
It's a loud and discordant noise.
There you go.
It's also a hangover, which I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, well, that fits, right? Yeah.
Or a state of depression or bewilderment.
Okay.
Yeah. Panjandrum.
Panjandrum.
I hope that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure.
So pan usually means all.
Okay.
Jan, I have no idea. I can't figure this one out.
A pompous official or pretender. Also the mock title of a self-important person.
Well, it sounds like something
who
Lewis...
could that apply to?
It sounds like something Lewis Carroll would have come up with.
Yeah, it does. I bet you it is. Okay, here's one that just blew me away. Penny farthing.
I just watched, I am not making this up, I just watched a documentary within the last week about penny farthing racing.
Wow.
Penny farthings are those bicycles you see with the big front wheel and the lower, the very small, first wheel bicycles to gain mass acceptance. Mm-hmm. And so you got to kind of stand up to get on the seat. That's a penny farthing. It also, I believe, was slang for a certain British coin for a while.
It sounds like a coin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have certainly guessed it was a coin, a British coin.
But now there are groups that still race penny farthings.
Wow. And, I mean, everybody knows the image of the bicycle.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that. I never knew what it was called, and I sure wouldn't have picked that name out of any list. Okay. Popinjay.
A popinjay, the way I think it's been used, is to be someone who's kind of full of themselves but doesn't have any right to, sort of fatuous.
It can be either talkative or conceited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raconteur.
A raconteur. I love that word. I think a raconteur is, again, this is kind of what I've, kind of a suave yet not really trustworthy person.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
It is one skilled in telling stories.
Okay, sure.
Which, I mean, could be what you're saying, but it's much broader.
Because I would always think, like, not quite a snake oil salesman, but close. Mm-hmm. Someone, if they're good at telling stories, there's some suspicion there, I would say.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
right.
Newspaper reporters are good at telling stories.
You're right. I always had a slightly negative context.
Oh, I did, too. And, and I mean, this is a very... very brief definition that were the ones that were provided here. So maybe it is. Maybe it does generally have a negative connotation. But if it's just skilled in telling stories, I'd like to be a raconteur.
Well, you're far more raconteur than Popinjay. I'll tell you that right now. Catherine Sherrill is our militant grammarian.